This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free here. The number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. Get interactive there. We got the main page of the website where you can create the content that you see there. And what I mean by that is it's a Reddit-based site, so you can submit a news article, blog post, you know, some sort of YouTube video, whatever it is that's online you think we would appreciate or our listeners would enjoy. You submit it there to the site, and then others can vote on whether they like or dislike it. So go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And again, our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. If you're just tuning in, there's a disturbing story we started the show out with tonight. Of course, you can bring up anything you want, but out of Winter Haven, Florida, where students at Jewett Middle Academy, it appears to be a government magnet school, were subjected to a terrifying active shooter drill where officers burst into classrooms holding weapons, some of them at the ready, AR-15 as well as a handgun at the very least. One student texted mom saying that she thought someone was going to come and kill her when this was happening. It's pretty scary stuff.
What else would you think?
We've got your calls and thoughts here. Welcome on this. Especially would love to hear from people who think this is a good idea. Let's have the cops running around the schools on a regular basis, terrifying students and, of course, indoctrinating them to believe that they need the government to keep them safe. And what else does this teach? What else does it inculcate these kids with? And I think that the number one thing it teaches is for them to get used to the militarized police being around and being a regular part of their lives. Because it wasn't like that when I was growing up, and, you know, I'm not that old. I'm in my mid-30s right now. It wasn't like that back then. It is now. And the toll-free number, again, is 855-453. We had Zach in Chicago on the line at the very end of the last hour. Zach, you said when you were going to school in Chicago that you had two student police, or I guess police resource officers, whatever they call, SRO, student resource officers, but they didn't seem like a resource to you. You guys didn't really much care for them. Is that right?
They were actually, we had a lot of gang activity in my school, and they were pretty helpful. I know it really goes on a base-by-base instance.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you had said that you the students did not appreciate the presence of the police there, that they weren't assisting.
Some did, and we never really had anything like this happen. I think what had happened in the school in Florida was an extreme excess, and I think that additionally those kind of forces should be used only when it's necessary. I think in this instance, when I went to school, it was needed. However, I think it depends on where you're at. Like, if you're in a rural school, of course, you don't probably need police or anything of that nature to be in your school because there's less likely of violence or what have you. But I did, after I graduated high school, I went to a college that didn't have any kind of security or anything. I only ended up going there for a semester because I felt really unsafe there. I definitely did appreciate the police being there, but again, I think everything should be in moderation, and I think if cops are going to be in high schools, at least, I think elementary schools is excessive, but I think that they should be specifically trained to be around children or be role models with young adults.
I think it has to do with concentrating people in too small of an area is what you know, my take on it is. I've got a son. He's 6 years old. I have no intention of sending him not just to government school but any school where they're putting a whole bunch of grades in there where they've got 20 kids per student. When you've got hundreds of kids in a building, you're making it a target for people who want to, you know, create terror and make a terrible place. And also it's like packing rats in a cage. At some point or another, they're going to fight. If they've got enough room, they're fine. If they don't have enough room, it's not fine. And I think that's what it really comes down to is that the whole model of education that we have today is really it's institutionalized training is what it is. It was intended to create good workers for the industrial era. We're well beyond that now, and you know that it's outlived its usefulness, and now it's just it's basically government funded middle class babysitting services.
Zach, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. The number is 855-450-FREE. Of course, one of the other things you're talking about, this training that these government schools are for students, and training in, you know, obedience, essentially, obedience training. The other thing that it's training them is to have video cameras everywhere, watching their every move. So they're constantly on closed-circuit television channels in a lot of these government schools these days. Some schools, remember the stories where they're making their students wear RFID badges to identify themselves when they walk into the class.
You have to do that sort of thing when you have these kind of big institutions.
You mean treat them like cattle?
A lot like that.
Let's go to your call.
Then again, here, colleges manage to do it, have much larger classes, and not have to track kids. It's because you don't have to force somebody to be there.
Well, right. The college doesn't care if you show up for the class or not, as long as the check clears.
That's because you pay.
Right. Dana is on the line in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, listening to WKBK. Hello, Dana.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, go ahead, sir.
You know, the problem is, and I'm preaching to the choir to you guys, but with the growth of government, you know, police forces and government agencies have to continually find more and more things, you know, crimes to prosecute and things to support their bloated government. I watched a good show, I don't know, maybe 2 months ago, August, September, on Ron Paul, and a detailed interview, and he was talking about, you know, even now compared to the early 80s, there was like 190 different things that you can get arrested for now that you couldn't even back in the early 1980s.
Hmm.
It all comes down to just the size of government. You know, it's just, you know, with the growth of government, you lose more and more liberties, and that's just the way that it is. It's just,
yeah, they're certainly not repealing any of the laws. They just keep adding them.
It's concentrated in areas like schools and airports and
right,
places like this, government institutions where lots of people pass through. That's where the that's where you really see the rubber hitting the road as far as the state growing.
Mm.
Well, here's the thing, too. I travel to foreign countries quite a bit on part of my work, and I was coming back from Brazil one time 4 years ago, and I flew into I've come back from the Dominican Republic. I flew into Boston. I'll never fly into that airport again. When you get off the plane there, I mean, they treat you just like a terrorist. And
when you get off the plane, I guess you're coming back out of the country.
Customs
and Border Patrol. When you're coming back into the country, I mean, I flew in actually last night into Miami. It's fine, those airports, but Boston, it's just so concentrated with TSA and government agents. I mean, I walked up to a TSA agent, and I said to him, you know, I got a question for you. And she said, back off. Keep your distance. And I said, I got
wow,
a question. She says, keep your distance. And they were going through my bag. And
right. Now, these are the people that were that previously, before Bush nationalized the local airline apparatus, these people were just paid security working for airlines.
Yeah.
They would have never treated you that way. And now they get the
right,
little sewn-on badge.
And
they get the little sewn-on badge.
Real badges now.
Oh, they got a real badge? Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. Whatever.
It was a big deal for them to get a real
badge. It's ridiculous. And no law enforcement officer considers them law enforcement officers.
No, but I stood in front of one of them. I'm not exaggerating. I stood in front of one of them. She's going through my bag. And I had my hands in my pocket. And she said, take your hands out of your pants, out of your pockets.
You got to be kidding me.
I'm dead serious. I swear to you. I said, what for? Because I said so. Take them out of your pants.
Yeah.
And you can't really argue too much with them because they'll take you in the back room and detain you.
Sure,
you know,
will.
And make your life hell for 2 or 3 hours. And it's just, that is the only airport I've ever had that experience. Other airports, they're fine. But, I mean, it just shows you that it's out of control. Even Rand Paul, Ron's son, went through one of these screeners and he wanted to get checked instead of run through the X-ray thing there. And
the opt-out.
Yeah, they opted out. They stuck him in the back room and harassed him for an hour and a half, and he's a U.S. senator. It's insane. Yeah. The whole thing is insane.
And it's really tough, you know, to deal with, because how do you really combat it, right? I mean, you can only stand up for your rights so far. I mean, most of the time you're going somewhere, so if you miss your plane, you might miss your meeting. You know, so you've got to suck it up usually and go through with the abuse. And it's not something that's going to change anytime soon. And I wish I had a better, you know, viewpoint on the outlook for the future of that sort of thing, but I just don't. Dana, thanks for your call, man. I appreciate the experience. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Until we can somehow defederalize the airports, when's that going to happen? The federal government could crash and burn. That would be the soonest thing right. that you're looking at.
The airports will become autonomous states.
We'll come back with more here in moments. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Of course, there's also secession.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. On Free Talk Live, we do talk a lot about alternative currencies. And sure, we love Bitcoin. If you've got some Bitcoin, you want to throw it in the tip jar, go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. But we also really like precious metals, like gold and silver. Look, you know, Bitcoin's new, it's hot, but gold and silver are tried and true. These are great ways, in my opinion, to protect yourself against inflation, to protect yourself against the terrible monetary policy of the U.S. Federal government, or whichever government you happen to be living underneath. This is an international radio show, and gold and silver, like Bitcoin, are international alternative currencies. People value these things all around the world, and Midas Resources can get them to you. Gold and silver pieces, beautiful rounds, and other options. You can go and see some of their inventory at silver.freetalklive.com, or give them a call toll-free at 877-857-9938. That's 877-857-9938. Or go to gold.freetalklive.com to get yourself some gold and silver. This is real gold and silver, not some sort of paper that tells you that you have gold and silver in a vault somewhere. They actually ship you real gold and silver.
What we call that is lies.
Yeah. So get some over at gold.freetalklive.com. And when you do, through that link or that phone number, Free Talk Live benefits, because that Midas Resources is the company that backs up our show, in that they actually own the syndicate that helps distribute Free Talk Live to over 150 great radio stations from coast to coast. So you get the silver and gold you're looking for, and you help Free Talk Live out all at the same time through gold.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the ridiculous situation that has been developing over the last decade, or so it seems, in government schools, where more and more often we're starting to hear stories about these active shooter drills. But even if it wasn't the active shooter drills, I can remember about a decade ago, maybe about eight years ago on this program, I think it was Goose Creek, South Carolina, where the police went into a school looking for marijuana. They were on a drug hunt, and they came in with guns drawn and with police dogs, and they came in there, and they terrified the students there as well. So, you know, it's not like it's all about it's not like the only excuse they've ever needed to come into schools with guns and point them around students has to do with active shooters. They use the war on drugs as their excuse previously.
Yeah.
So what's new?
I know that there's it's a disturbing trend, right? Like police are getting more and more involved in public schools. It makes perfectly good sense that that would happen over time. But, I think people are disturbed by it. Obviously, this case with the active shooter drill where they, you know, they don't tell the teachers, they don't tell the students what's going on, this is beyond the pale. But it's getting more and more common.
But, right, that's the thing. To you and to me, it seems beyond the pale. But to the students, this is normal. To the students, this has happened, in schools all across the country. From what I understand, these drills are not uncommon. Now, maybe they're not common to all school districts, but the school districts in which they happen, you can count on them happening again. And so if this happens on a regular basis, or even an irregular basis, it'll become a regular basis, and before you know it, everybody's acclimated to it. Then they're used to seeing the police do this stuff, bust into classrooms with guns drawn. Now, the cops in Winter Haven are backing up. They're saying, well, we're not going to have guns next time, as though that somehow makes everything okay. To come in shouting, to come in, you know, wearing black, to come in and just being intimidating and scary. And the police are scary. They're not your friends. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's get Carl on the line. In New Jersey, you're on Free Talk Live. Carl.
Well, here's what I have to say. Our schools are locked. So how they get in? Let me look. We got two veterans on Veterans Day coming in. We don't have any mention of 12 cops with guns. Sorry, you must have the wrong school. I'm not letting you in. And they say, well, you're ruining our drill. You let us in or we're arrested. I belong to the school union. You can't touch me, you fools. But who did let them in? No superintendent or schools, no school board's going to allow that to happen to the children. Who let them in?
What would make you think that? I mean, most school boards are very, you know, accommodating to the police.
Yeah, but no, no. To have children with cell phones calling their parents thinking they're going to die that day? No, nobody's going to let that happen.
Bad choice.
No way. Yeah.
Well, you might be surprised. This isn't the only example of this happening.
Yeah, how many kids are in therapy there at that school now because of what happened?
That's a fine question. I mean, it was a terrifying experience from what I understand.
Absolutely.
But I think more government bureaucrats would let these cops in than you think.
I
think you're giving them too much credit. Thanks, Carl, for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Bob. He's in Panama City. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Bob.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been way down on hold here for over 15 minutes just to be able to put my two cents in.
That's how we do it. It's talk radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to comment on the police officers charging this school and going in these classrooms with guns. There's nothing. There is no defense for that. It's nothing but total ridiculous. Anybody?
What would you do about it? I mean, what as a parent, what could you possibly do about it besides pull your kids out of the school?
Well, unfortunately, my kids are long gone out of school. They're grown, and they've got their own kids in school. But, you know, it's just ridiculous. I pulled my kids out of that school, number one. If my kids were in that school where those cops came in there with guns drawn, scaring the daylights out of them, my kids would not be going back to that school again.
I think that's the best solution. Bob, thanks for your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-453. Let's continue. Mike is on the line calling from Anonymous. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
How you doing? I'm a law enforcement officer, and I just like to say I enjoy some of your opinions on your show. However, what I can't stand about you guys is that you make it out to be you make it out that every law enforcement officer is an evil person.
No, we've never done that.
You just said that they weren't your friends.
You just said they weren't your friends. That's what you just said.
Generally, they're not your friends. They're looking for reasons to arrest you.
That's not true. No, sir. I'm a law enforcement officer of over 9 years. I serve the public. I'm here to protect people. And when I hear people like you who are fearmongers, okay, that make it seem like I took my career to help and save people, okay, and keep people safe. I'm a highway patrolman. I patrol the highways. Used to work for the sheriff's office.
Have you ever arrested anyone for possession of drugs?
Yes, unfortunately I have to because it's my job.
But no, you don't. Just go back you could use discretion.
No, sir, I hate to tell you, but if you read a statute, there's two ways of discretion with it. If it's a misdemeanor, you can give them a notice to appear, or you have to arrest them on spot, okay?
That's nonsense. Officers have discretion. They can decide to look the other way. You could go away.
No, it doesn't. So if somebody's getting shot at, I can look the other way?
No, I'm not talking about somebody getting shot at. First of all, you don't have an obligation to protect anyone. I mean, it's great that if you do.
I protect someone. I hate to tell
you
that's
don't.
Why we do our – oh, well.
The Supreme Court has ruled over and over again. I mean, you may feel like you have a personal obligation that you feel like you should protect somebody.
Goodness.
And good for you there. But
it's in the statute that you're supposed to go and render aid, okay? That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to go into the
– What happens to you if you don't?
Shooting. We can get fired. We'll
you could
job.
Get fired. Would
and
you get fired?
It's called cowardice. Excuse me. It's called cowardice. It's an administration thing.
Tell you what, Mike. Okay? I want you to hang on. If you got time, I want to bring you back here. We can continue the discussion. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Yeah, look, I'm sorry. Until the police are not arresting peaceful people who haven't harmed anyone else, then they're not your friends. You can't trust them. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 80.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited here to take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the police, the continued militarization of the police, the exposure of this militarized police force to government school students. We've seen just recently, Winter Haven, Florida, police bursting into classrooms during a supposed active shooter drill and terrifying students. The police were armed during this drill. But even if they weren't armed, it's still a scary experience. And we've actually got a law enforcement officer, someone claiming to be a state trooper. I believe his claims. We'll bring him back on here in a moment. But first, I want to tell you how to get a car with Bitcoin anywhere.
Yeah, if you've got Bitcoins and you need a car, New Age Auto Sales has late model used cars that they've cared for in their rental fleet. And since they're from their rental fleet, you don't have to pay any of the auction fees or transport costs that normally come with a used car. Their cars are in great shape, and they're priced to move. They can ship them anywhere in the world. So go to newageautosales.com and see what they have. They're looking to be the Bitcoin auto dealer. But obviously, if you see something you like and you don't have enough Bitcoins, they can help you there too. But with Bitcoin, your money never has to be exchanged into U.S. dollars. It's newageautosales.com for late model, well-maintained cars shipped anywhere in the world for Bitcoin. Head on over to their website and give them a call and buy a car from the first Bitcoin auto dealership, newageautosales.com.
All right, we go back to the phones here and your calls and thoughts. Mike is calling from anonymous. He says he's a state trooper and is upset at some of the conversations we've had on Free Talk Live regarding the police, that I'm painting with an unfair broad brush when I talk about, you know, how the police aren't your friends and you shouldn't trust them. And I wish that wasn't the case, Mike. I mean, I wish I could trust the police. I wish that the police were friends. It's not to say I'm not friendly with the police. I have conversations with the local police in the area.
Sir, I say hello to your children every day. If your kids come up to me, I say hi. I'll say hi to kids. We're not these evil people that you portray, okay?
I didn't say you were evil, but what you're doing is wrong in a lot of cases by arresting peaceful people who have not harmed anyone else, sir.
Well, see, now you're talking in generalities. I don't know what situation you're talking about.
A marijuana user is not harming anyone else, so putting them in handcuffs.
If you're upset at the police for that, you can blame your politician for making it a law.
No, I will blame the police for enforcing bad laws, sir.
No, well, you have to blame your politicians, sir, because we're the
You are responsible every single day for going out and doing what those politicians tell you to do, because you could say no if you really wanted to. If you wanted to be a hero, you could tell those politicians to screw off.
It's the same idea when somebody tells me, oh, you don't have to write me a ticket. If I don't write it, guess what? They'll find somebody else who will.
You'd use the same excuse if you were rescuing, if you were capturing escaped slaves.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. I have nothing
okay,
to do
so
with
back
slaves.
In the 1800s, if you were a police officer.
Now you're going off on a tangent. I'm a 20th
century. No, it's not a tangent at all.
Officer. Yes, because I'm talking about enforcing laws such as your marijuana use, which you think is the
like the Fugitive
world.
Slave Acts.
Let me tell you something. We're talking about the children. We're talking about training. And you didn't let me finish, okay? Yes, what happened with those kids, if they were not aware, as well as the students, I mean the teachers, as well as the parents, yeah, that's wrong. Okay, but when you go and you paint a picture that every law enforcement officer you can't trust, let me tell you something, buddy.
You can. They lie.
Call 911, and I know you might not, but when most people do when they're in trouble, they call for me, they call for other officers, and we're there to help, okay? We're not there to mistreat people, and you keep talking about this drugs like it's the end of the world. Let me tell you something, buddy. Most cops, okay, we want to help people. We want to save people. We want people safe.
I don't doubt that's true, so stop putting them in cages.
Until your politicians drop all this war on drugs, guess what? We're at war. You understand?
So, Mike, listen.
Boy, I really trust
this
you.
This is Mark, and I've been the biggest advocate for the police on this show for the longest time, but what happened to me was that I would see these videos where people would be getting beaten by police, and what I would see is I'd see multiple police officers standing around. And then,
have you
know,
been a
one
police officer? Have you ever done my job? I'm not a radio host, but I can just tell you, go be a cop for 2 years, okay, and see what dangers you come across. And you talk about all these generalities. I've seen this video. Okay, great. Did you even live or even see what happened in that court hearing afterward? Do you even know the whole ramifications? You just watch your YouTube. And you
it's
get
not
one
the first
clip.
Video. No, it's not one glimpse. It's videos after video. Right.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
What I don't see is I don't see police officers arresting the police officer that offends. I've seen two cases in 10 years I've done this show where a police officer has arrested another police officer.
Call your local state attorney. Call your local state attorney and get charges to be dropped on that person. Okay? Do you understand how that works?
You mean I can bring charges? Because it's my understanding the state brings charges. And
that's what I'm saying. You're a public figure. How about you go bring it to any state attorney that you know of, whatever state you're from, and you see this supposed allegations that there's a police brutality that you see on TV or in person, go take it to the sheriff. Take it to the state.
It's going everywhere, and you know as well as I do that it. You know the unions protect the officers. The officers know how to work the system.
Sir, I hate to tell you, sir, the unions don't protect anybody. Grand jury trials, that's where we go.
It's the state's attorney that's at the grand jury. I mean,
filing charges against you if you're violating the law, sir.
But look, everybody violates the law. There's so many laws, nobody cannot violate them.
Listen, I'm going to say one thing, okay? I believe what you guys do is great. It's free talk radio. It's what makes America great. You guys are good people that you have this opinion. All I'm just saying is don't paint the picture that every cop out there is an evil person.
I've never said
you
that. I've never said
you,
that.
All on this program, don't you say fear us. Don't fear us. Be cautious, okay? If you think that you need to be cautious, fine. Don't say fear the police, okay? Because we're people.
But what about
for you?
You're people who have the right to use violence against peaceful people, and you get away with it over and over again, and there's a reason why people are scared of
you.
There's a reason why people don't trust you. You don't
want to
hear it. You don't want to hear it, Mike.
You're talking about generalities, man. You're talking
about
generalities.
You are not interested in listening. Mark can't even get through a sentence without you continuing to babble.
You know why? Because I watched and listened to you guys. This is your show. It's my turn to talk for all these cops to get mad about hearing how all these other cops make us all look bad. Guess what?
We have a lot of cops that call here and agree with what we say.
You make yourself
clear,
look bad, man.
Well, guess what? I'm going to tell you straight up. You guys have great arguments sometimes. All I got to say is just stop painting the picture that we're all bad.
Mike, will you stop repeating that for a moment? Because I have said clearly that I think that many police get into the job.
All right, brother.
Goodbye. What I've said clearly, now that you're gone, maybe you'll actually listen to what we're saying, is that the police, I think they are getting into it. Most of them, a lot of them, for good reasons. They want to help people. I understand that. I don't doubt that's the case. But unfortunately, this mentality that he has that, well, if the legislatures say it's illegal, then we're at war. And that means they're at war with you. If you're a drug user, if you've had marijuana ever in your life, if your son or daughter has marijuana with them right now and they're driving home or they're driving to work or something like that, they have a bag of pot in the car, that guy's at war with them. Why should they trust someone who says they're at war with them?
Okay, so I understand how Mike feels, right?
If someone's at war with you, you should probably fear that person.
Mike doesn't feel like a villain and doesn't want to be treated like a villain, and I understand.
So stop acting like one.
Well, I understand where he's coming from. You're always harping on the drug issue, and I get it. But the drug issue really is getting wrapped up. The marijuana issue is getting wrapped up over time here. The attitudes are changing.
Not thanks
in this country
to people like him.
No, they. I agree. But the 50,000 raids that go on in this country every single year, many of them, when you have that many raids going on, they're going to be on houses that they weren't supposed to be on. And even so, doesn't a drug user have the right to defend their home? So really, the problem is within police departments, and I believe it's this from the top down, not from the bottom up, is really what the problem. I don't believe Mike is, the police chief. And
he's a state trooper.
Yeah, I think he's just a guy who he's an armed fundraising agent who probably should be replaced with a speed camera rather than, putting these guys on the road. There's a rare instance when somebody's driving dangerously that you need a police officer because a camera can't really figure that out.
Yeah, but speed cameras don't bust potheads.
Well, there's that.
Yeah. Look, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I want to like the police. I really do. I'm friendly with many of the officers in the Keene area because I think that having conversations with these guys and, connecting with them on a human level is a good thing to do. But that doesn't mean I trust the police.
Well, every defense attorney, every attorney will say, do not speak to the police because everything that you say can and will be held against you.
Right. And if the police weren't trying to arrest peaceful people, then more people would trust them and be willing to help them. So they dig their own hole.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic
historic lows. You can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian here.
And Mark.
Toll-free number again, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out to us that way if you prefer. Phones are loaded up with you and your thoughts on police and the militarization of them and the use of these militarized police in the government schools, as we found out recently. And again, this isn't the first time we've heard a story about this, but yet again, another one of these active shooter drills involving armed cops bursting into classrooms in Winter Haven, Florida. You're welcome to share your thoughts and join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com. Mark, tell me how to get a free pound of some of the best coffee out there.
It's easy. You just go to coffee.freetalklive.com. There you can sign up for a subscription with BuzzBox. It's a subscription you can cancel at any time. You can get your free pound of coffee and go. You pay for the shipping and that's it. But what BuzzBox does is they send us back some money so that we can send it to Kiva.org. And with your help, the proceeds go to give microloans to people around the world. And we've helped people in all kinds of different countries get all kinds of different things in order to make their lives better. In one case, it was a guy was buying used appliances so he could fix them and sell them. Another one, his car broke down and he needed it to get it fixed so he could, you know, do his taxi business. Another guy needed some cows, you know, that kind of thing. And these are the hands up that poor people around the world need in order to live a better life. Because human freedom's great and everything, but you have to be able to eat. So it's coffee.freetalklive.com. You likely drink coffee every day, and now you can drink better, healthier coffee and help people in the process. All you have to do is go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue with you and your thoughts to the phones and the fun. We go first to David in Panama City. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, David.
Yeah, hi, guys. Go ahead, enjoy sir. Your show. I've been listening to it for a while now. And everything.
Welcome. So, go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
You know what? My whole family is either law enforcement or military. And you know, I don't know where it is, other law enforcement communities and areas in the United States, but here in this section of Bay County and all, you know, especially where I live in Lynn Haven has a good relationship with the citizens that it protects, okay? And I think that, you know, we should be always on alert with law enforcement and such, but we should also, you know, I don't know why, you know, because not all cops are bad. There are good, there are bad cops because, you know, my father was a cop and my father was a Detroit police officer and he ended up, you know, pulling somebody over on a car vehicle stop. This was back in 1985. And it was just for, light out. And they were doing stuff that they shouldn't have been doing. Well, out comes his gun, and my father lost his life.
Mm, nice.
You know, and since then, you know, and I was corrections officer for many years, and such. And so I see things from both sides of the book.
Yeah, I worked with a lot of corrections officers, and I believe that I do see both sides of this. But the concern that I have is that the incentives are messed up because, the fact is that you know as well as I do that if you decided to put a beating on an inmate and then you said that he tripped up a flight of stairs, your word's going to be believed before the inmates. Now, if he can get video or he can get enough witnesses or whatever,
well,
if there's enough preponderance of an evidence against you, you might get in trouble. There'll be a review of some sort, but likely at the end of it, you'll be cool.
I was a member of the PBA, and they're supposed to protect law enforcement. Well, they didn't protect me, and I still have a lawsuit out there. I get a letter every year saying that this is still open and active, but, you know, okay, go ahead, whatever. And but, you know, as far as, like, down in Winter Haven and all, if law enforcement's going to do these kind of drills and these kind of exercises, they need to give the community a heads up, and especially if it's going to be in a school and everything, they should let the school district know what they're going to do, because now you're going to have kids that are terrified of law enforcement, terrified of the police, because they're going to come in full gear and everything else, riot gear and everything. They're going to bust in and do. But, you know, on the other side of it, you know, 20 years ago, we didn't have the school shootings. We thought, you know, we were going to be fighting Russia. Well, who are we fighting now? You know, so where's the balance in all of this?
I can understand the frustration there, right? And I think that the midpoint that was suggested earlier was that, okay, if you're going to have to do this active shooter drill, then do it outside of school hours. Do it on the weekend. Do it at night. You know, do it sometime where the school's not going to be packed with students. You'd be terrorizing them as much as anyone.
At the very least, use those blue guns, those blue trainer guns.
Yeah, it's still not okay with me. I wouldn't want my kids going and having to be subjected to that, even if they were carrying paintball guns. It's still a scary situation. So I think on that much we can agree. And David, you know, you once again brought up this idea that there are these good cops out there. It's hard to really believe that. I know that there probably is, that it's probably true. I think that a lot of cops try to do the best they can within the circumstances in which they're working, but ultimately, if the good cops don't go after the bad cops, then what good are they really? And we had a guy who was a police trainer who called this show. We actually met him in real life. He came to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum at least once, and a dude named Jeff, and he had trained police for, you know, decades. And he had decided that he was going to end his career in training the police because he was so disgusted by the poor quality of the recruits that he was being sent. He told us that it was 1 out of 10 who were maybe the right stuff. 1 out of 10 of them had maybe, you know, what it really took, that they were, you know, a good quality recruit. And the other 9 out of 10 were a bunch of people who wanted to be badge heavies. They wanted to, you know, get the power.
See, that's the thing. That's the problem that gets in with a lot of these, you know, some law enforcement, they've got the little man syndrome, okay? They've got the badge. They've got the gun. They've got everything on their side, and, you know.
This guy said it was 9 out of 10 of the recruits, which is a pretty scary number, right? Like, that's
pretty
shocking.
You know, like Meet the Fockers. I mean, you got the little cop there, you know, and the 10,000 volts is about to enter your body, you know. It's like, you know, you got that syndrome going on.
David, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate that you can acknowledge that's happening, and I appreciate your call. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Even if it was 1 out of 10, it doesn't take too many reactions like that to sour the public. And this is really what it's coming down to is that an occupation police officer that had the benefit of the doubt for so long is losing the benefit of the doubt. And that has to be very painful for the people who are there trying to do the best job that they can.
Right.
But the benefit of the doubt, sadly, is being is diminishing. And there are ways, gentlemen, to stop this. You can do something about the bad cops in your midst. You can push for badge cams or wearable cameras and microphones that are available, that where the audio and video is going to be available to people readily. I think it should be streamed directly from the officer to the internet, and that we, the people who employ the police, are supposed to, you know, we should be able to watch our employees. I don't know. It might be interesting. Run some ads on the bottom. Maybe you can pay for the department. I have no idea.
Brody is in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Brody.
Hey, how are you? I don't understand something. What exactly is the object of these raids in the schools? I mean, what are they accomplishing?
Well, the police would claim that it's to acclimate their officers to the situation of an active shooter on a school campus. That, you know, they got to practice if they want to be good at this. And of course, my claim is that it's to acclimate the students to being used to being around militarized police force constantly.
That doesn't make sense. You can train cops in any type of environment. They can build tents and practice there. There's no need for them to do it in school. During school hours, let them do it after school hours. Just the motivation I'm not getting.
Yeah, I got you, Brody. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Doug in Columbia, South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Doug.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
You know what really ticks me off is a police officer telling me that he's protecting my freedom. He's either ignorant or he's lying. Because first of all, I didn't contract with them. It's an involuntary relationship. Second of all, my money is forcibly taken from me to pay for their salary. So anyone who says that they're protecting my freedom is way out of line.
Great point. So, they will, in point of fact, if you decide you don't want to pay for their salary, they will come and probably put you in a cage. And if you put up any resistance, they'll probably hurt you or kill you.
Well, likely your salary is going the salary is paid from property taxes, so the county will sell your home and then or the city or whatever will sell your home and then use the police to extract you from that house.
It certainly will. Doug, if you got more to say, hang on. We can bring it back here coming up in hour number three as we continue with more Free Talk Live. We still have plenty of time for you with your calls and thoughts. You don't have to call about police abuse and militarization of the police and whether or not they should be trusted, etc. These are some of the topics we've discussed so far. You can bring up anything you want, although clearly a lot of people have a lot to say on this issue, and for good reason. 855-450-FREE is the number. More Free Talk Live coming up.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
When Karl Marx failed because the workers of the world did not unite, that was the end of communism? Not a chance. It went underground and attacked the culture, movies, the school system, the family unit, and Christian values. Cultural Marxism, featuring Ron Paul, Pat Buchanan, G. Edward Griffin, and Ted Baer, explains what happened. Get the DVD at moviepubs.net, worldnetdaily.com, or newswithhughes.com.
Hello, Rose Holmberg here. If you know anyone who suffers from any kind of arthritis pain, I have suffered with severe rheumatoid arthritis for over 45 years. That is, until this summer, when I was told about 90 for Life and a secret sauce. You too can experience a life free of this pain. I work from home helping others by sharing with them this information that will give you hope and change your life. Call right now, 763-291-5052. Again, call 763-291-5052.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.